Good afternoon, everybody. We need to get started because we've got wonderful speakers here. I happen to know both of them very well. One of them you can see by her name, or perhaps if you don't know, I'll read her first. Is that okay? Our lovely lady over there, she joined Blazek and Vetterling in 1994 and is the managing partner of our audit department. And I think we have how many people now? 75. And she, gosh, our clients that she manages or oversees include schools, churches, environmental organizations, private foundations, healthcare providers, social service agencies, and museums. She started her career at, where were you?
UI.
Ernst & Young, and certainly specializes in the is head of our audit department and certainly specializes in that. Now, Jonathan, he's really interesting. I should start at the bottom, right? No. He works in Dallas at Holland & Knight. He serves charities, trade and professional associations, advocacy groups, and other nonprofit organizations. He was a professor at South Methodist University. And this is the one I really loved. His coursework in studying to become a lawyer included work at the Universidad. Tell me this word. You say it.
Torquato de Itala.
Did you hear it? Say it again, louder.
Universidad Torquato de Itala in Buenos Aires.
All right. And also, that was Argentina, and also at the Universidad Carabobo in Venezuela. So here they are. Thank you.
And in other exciting news, Kay and I were just talking, and we realized we were both born in the same hospital in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're not sure how many degrees apart, perhaps, that his parents and my parents might have crossed paths in their lives in Corpus Christi, Texas. So we're happy to be here with all of you today. We're going to be talking about some fun stuff. So what do you think about this?
So I think this slide is interesting and slightly misleading. Total annual giving through 2022, and we know the pandemic had an effect. If you look at the years, the two bars before, 20 and 21. And what I find interesting is that if you look across, it's a little hard to tell on the screen, but 2022 and 2019 on inflation-adjusted dollars was the same amount of fundraising. So what that means is charities have been able to raise the same amounts as 2019, but I think what it doesn't account for is all the headwinds from inflation and other issues, increased cost, increased expenses of fundraising, just across the board, that I think charities are facing significant headwinds in their fundraising coming out of the pandemic.
I think from what we're seeing with our clients is that there's just no way to adjust this for inflation if you were in a capital campaign or you were in a tax credit related project that was going on and you're having to go back to the state, figure out how much more you need in tax credits, how much more you're going to get in home funds. How are we going to make up that 25% increase in what the capital campaign costs are looking like? I think the other thing that's happening out there as well that just can't be reflected here in those costs are the increased cost of payroll. The fact that you can't hire social workers at the same level that you hired them before. The shortage in the hospitals, particularly in Houston, they have sucked up the social worker population into the healthcare world at a much higher rate, leaving our social service agencies kind of understaffed and looking to see how they can compete with them, right? So it's really hard to even for me to say, gosh, is that picture right?
And we can look at the 2 years during the pandemic that look higher than 2019, even in inflation-adjusted numbers. And we recognize some of that was federal dollars, some of that was just other support that may not have been otherwise given. But we also recognize it was very uneven. So there were many charities that suffered during this time frame. And I think what we'll see is that unless they're able to significantly fundraise out of the deficits that they're now in, we're going to see the effects of organizations that just aren't able to compete on the fundraising side. We've seen cracks in organizations that were weak before the pandemic are coming out of the pandemic weak, and vice versa. Organizations that were strong are coming out strong. And so the potential for mergers, dissolutions, those kinds of issues are certainly on the horizon.